You're listening to the blog post, "I'm Doing an SEO Experiment," from LocalRankNinja.com. Sometimes the only way to really get to the next level is through experimentation. Now, I've been into SEO for a few years, and I want to put some of the quote-unquote general guidelines to the test to see if the so-called SEO gurus out there are being honest with people. I also want to try to break down some common myths and see if they hold any weight. So what is this experiment about? Well, over the course of the next few months, I'm going to be publishing content around the 500-word mark. Now, many people, including myself, subscribe to the idea that long-form content is the way to go in the SEO sphere, and that Google actually prefers it. But word count truly does seem to be an element, no matter what, that marketers just constantly obsess over. And in my experience, word count varies dramatically in what's ranking at the top of search. My process has typically included reverse engineering the top three ranking pieces of content and kind of getting an idea of what the average word count is for my clients. And while this has proved to work and be super valuable, I want to test some theories I have when it comes to this metric. Now, here's what I want to test. As you're probably aware, over the past year or so, YouTube Shorts have been a very popular format on the video platform. It's fascinating in and of itself that so many people seem to prefer shorter content. Well, I want to see if the same thing applies to blog posts and writing text-based content. And my hypothesis is that Google is beginning, or has already begun, to rank shorter form content higher in their search engine as a result of this. Here's how I'm going to test it. I will frequently be publishing short form blog posts, just like this one, on this very website. Each piece of content will be around 500 words long. Some shorter, and some longer. I'm going to be logging all the blog posts published as part of an experiment in a public Google Sheets file that will be linked below. And I'm going to keep track of how many posts are published and how much traffic each post has. Then I'll compare that with my previous posts and other posts made during this time that are more long-form content to see the overall amount of traffic and if it's different. Here's what I hope to get out of this. My goal is to find out if short-form content is worth pursuing and creating for blogs. I'm really excited to share these results with you, and you can decide if short-form content is something you want to do for your website once I've released this data. Now, I've been doing SEO long enough to know that word count can be affected by a million variables, including your niche, for example. Therefore, even though I hope to get a legitimate answer on this if short-form content ranks well now, be aware that the results may be biased or not apply to you or your business. Now, there is a link below again you can click and see the sheet as I go. Now, if you're reading this right when it came out, there won't be any blog posts in there yet. And if you're reading this a month from now, there will be plenty in there and you can kind of see how they're doing in terms of traffic. But that wraps up this blog post. Thank you so much for listening to the audio. The audio is also something new I'm experimenting with. I figure, you know, some people may want to listen to these instead of read them. And so you're listening to the person who wrote it, me, narrating this. Please feel free to leave a comment down below. Let me know your thoughts. If you like the audio, what you think about the test, if there's kind of different variables you think I should add to make the test more accurate, love to hear from you. And until next time, Gabriel from LocalRankNinja.com, signing out. Have a good one. Do you want to learn powerful, proven, and effective strategies to grow your business quickly with Google? Check out my course, Local SEO Shuriken, that walks you through step-by-step not only how to reverse engineer the competitors to kind of steal their results and traffic, but how to skyrocket your business to the top of search in record time. These are my processes I've used to rank every single website I've set out to do locally without fail in almost every niche. Again, the link to that is localseoshuriken.com.